KSIV now presents Encounter, a public service program of Bot Radio Network, dedicated to keeping you informed about the issues that affect your life. Now, here's today's Encounter broadcast.
Have you ever wanted a resource to help you give parishioners biblical answers to some of life's toughest questions like, why am I going through this? Where is God when I need him? The Gospel in Hard Times might be a series that you would recommend and you would like to get for yourself with some of the answers to these hard questions. We're going to talk about this on Encounter. I'm Judy Redlich. My guest is Shonda Ralston. She is one of the contributing authors of this series. Are you ready to find answers from the Gospel and how you can apply them to hard times? Here we go. Shonda, welcome to this edition of Encounter.
Hi, Judy. Glad to be here.
That's a great series title, Gospel in Hard Times. You know, I think it's a myth that people think when you become a Christian, you don't suffer. Do you think that's true?
Oh, absolutely. And I think, especially, you know, in America and the Western world, we have these misconceptions, these false beliefs that, you know, some say the prosperity gospel, but it's certainly not what Jesus told us or what Jesus modeled, and it's not what Scripture says. So, yeah, I think we're very confused when we think that we're going to accept Jesus and just go skipping along life's easy paths.
So the Gospel in Hard Times, new at Johnny and Friends, tell us what that's all about.
Well, it's kind of along the lines of what you said. It's we were approached by New Growth Press to come alongside them and work with them on creating a package of resources to help the church of all, you know, all the different levels of the church, from the pastoral staff on down to the children's ministry, get a better understanding that while at Johnny and Friends, our passion, as you know, is to serve those and you know, reach those affected by disability, we also want to help folks understand that we are going to go through struggles and hard times, even if we're not directly impacted by disability. And so we wanted to create this group of resources to kind of guide people back to Scripture and say, well, you know, why is this happening to me? And why isn't God intervening? Or you know, where is this good God when I'm struggling so much? And kind of give some answers and point people back to the Word.
The Gospel in Hard Times not only is a series for adults. Talk about the various components of the series.
So, as I said, going from the pastor on down, we have created some sermons that are available online at our Johnny and Friends website, johnnyandfriends.org, that it just provides some sermon examples, because we know and we've learned over the many years at Johnny and Friends that it kind of starts at the top, and the pastor sets the tone for the understanding of the church and the willingness of the church to embrace the truths of Scripture about disability and just struggles overall. So we have the sermons available for pastors. Then we have an adult small group Bible study called The Gospel in Hard Times. And then we also have that same The Gospel in Hard Times small group study available for youth. So they're small group studies, and they were designed so that it's just the one small book, easy to carry and take back and forth to Bible study. And the leader's notes are all included in the back.
That's for adults? And they also have a student version.
It's an 8-week study. There's not really any required homework. And so each week starts off with kind of an anecdote, a relevant story that reflects the message of the week. So these are real life people that are dealing with some truly difficult struggles, from, you know, suicide and depression to, we share about, Johnny Erickson Tata's battle with cancer and all that she's been through as a quadriplegic. So we share, these kind of personal study, or personal stories. Then it goes into, directing the participants into scripture. You know, what does God's word say and how is it applicable to this lesson, to the lesson that week? And each week has a different subject, and by the end we are trying to direct people back to the hope of the gospel and what God's word says when we're struggling, whether it be divorce or financial struggles.
And Jesus Christ suffered his whole life, and it ended in him dying on the cross and then fighting death and the power of the devil, and then rising again, showing that there is hope in every situation. So the gospel in hard times, what I love about this series, it's not just directed at people with disabilities or caregivers who are taking care of loved ones with disabilities, but it's for all of us who suffer, and it answers some of those questions in our own lives. God, why am I going through this? But, you know, Jesus went through suffering his whole life. And if we're going to be followers of Jesus, it's not going to be a bed of roses, standing up for our faith and what we believe in.
Yeah. Oh, amen. I mean, I couldn't have said it better. Whatever the struggle, you know, where can we turn for hope? And what does God's word have to say? What are the truths from scripture? So for students and the student ministry.
Yeah, I think that's great to have both an adult version and a student version, because people who are over 20 just come from a different cultural milieu than teens.
Yes, they do. And not only that, I think, you know, obviously, I mean, we can remember back even to when we were teenagers. There's a very unique set of struggles.
Yeah, that's true.
And we tried to get into, you know, some of the real issues that our teens are dealing with. Teen suicide, outrageous, the increase we're seeing in that. Dating issues, friendship issues, social isolation, social media. So we really tried to frame it and write it to appeal to that group, that audience of young people. And then finally, we have our children's book, which is called God Made Me Unique.
Shonda, you wrote God Made Me Unique, didn't you?
I did. And, you know, talk about a labor of love. I was so excited when New Growth said, you know, we want it to... It kind of had multiple goals: to stand alone as a children's book. Mm-hmm. It's also part of a small package of children's books that New Growth has put together, kind of dealing with some of the tough topics that parents in today's world need to discuss and help their children understand. And then also, it's part of this Gospel in Hard Times package.
What a trio of resource this book is.
It's been a pleasure to work on, because we want our kids, the subtitle for the book is, so it's God Made Me Unique, helping children see value in every person. So it's helping, you know, the youngest members of the church from the very beginning, to just introducing this in a very easy, kid-friendly way to say, you know, we're all uniquely designed by God, and he loves us all and wants to use each of us in his church.
Gospel in Hard Times. I'm talking with Shonda Ralston, and she is the creator and author of God Made Me Unique. That's what drew me to the series, was reading that little book for kids. That impressed me a lot, and I'd love for you to talk about some of the ways that you interwove children into it. Talk about the pictures, the rhyming. I love those characters in that little book. And the teacher was so helpful in not letting any of the children feel left out.
Thank you. Thanks, Judy. So Trish Mahoney, the illustrator, did such a wonderful job in bringing the story to life. With her beautiful, colorful illustrations. I just love the characters myself once I saw them on the page. But basically, our goal was to kind of break it down and to help parents and teachers and volunteers and kids understand that it's really just about being open and welcoming and honest with our conversations. We used the teacher in the book, Miss Campbell, as the guide for the children to bring them into the conversation. So we really wanted the children to be grasping and wrestling with the topic that they were discussing, which is that they're getting a new member of their class, and she's a young girl with autism is kind of implied. It's not very clear because we wanted it to be very broad. But the little girl Bree does wear headphones, and she's very sensitive to noises, which is a typical characteristic for children that are dealing with autism. And so the teacher, with the permission of the parents, so we model the fact that the teacher has had some discussions beforehand with the parents saying, you know, what may I share? What are you comfortable with me sharing, so that the children know what to expect? And because they're naturally curious and they're going to say, you know, well, why is she different? Or why does he look different than me? Why is Jamal in a wheelchair? Why is Bree wearing the headphones? And so we just encourage open dialogue and honest conversation amongst the students in a respectful way. And then also, of course, just full inclusion and helping the kids understand the importance of being a friend and that we are all important to each other and to God and to our churches.
Miss Campbell had a class of kids with all different disabilities, too. And that was depicted not only in how she brought those characters in, but the pictures on the pages.
Yeah, yeah. And again, Trish Mahoney did such a great job. One of the students appears to be ADHD, and that was kind of an homage to my son, a tribute to my son, who actually has been diagnosed with ADHD. And this young boy finds it difficult to sit still, and the teacher is very accommodating and has found ways to help Wyatt, this character, so that he can learn and he can connect with the class, but yet still not feel stuck and necessarily confined to the circle. There's Jamal that's in a wheelchair. There's Bree again. So we really tried to address the kind of a multitude of disabilities. And then there's children that do not have disabilities that are asking great questions.
I'm talking with Shonda Ralston, and she's contributing author of various books at Johnny and Friends, author and editor, Beyond Suffering Bible, Real Families, Real Needs, Life in the Balance. Maybe if you buy some of the Johnny and Friends products, you've read one of those books that she's helped edit or contributes to. Today, we're talking about a brand new series that Johnny and Friends has out. It's called Gospel in Hard Times, a great title for a series that fits all ages. Shonda, we're discussing the little children's book, God Made Me Unique. We've been sharing about the different types of disabilities that this book brings out. But most of all, I love how the teacher includes all the children in the class in the discussion about bringing a new friend to Sunday school.
Yes. And, you know, I really felt like God was just with me while I was writing this book. First of all, because I started rhyming, and that had to be spirit-led to rhyme all of those pages by the end.
Yeah, I was really impressed by that. I thought, how did she think of all those rhyming words?
Oh, I really was wanting to just kind of kick myself by the end. But so I really did feel like God was in it, and he gave me what we've heard from so many people is one of the most powerful parts, and that's the ending. Because our biggest point, if there is one takeaway from this book, is that we want our churches to be places of welcome and inclusion for everyone. And all children to feel at home and welcome. And it's scary to come to a new church as an adult, let alone as a child.
I know as church engagement manager at Johnny and Friends Missouri, we cover Missouri, Kansas, and Southern Illinois. That's one of the things we love to talk to church leaders about is inclusion, and also try to find the uniquenesses in each person that you're teaching, each person that comes to your church. Because, you know, if you can find someone's uniquenesses, then you can help them develop their gifts and you can help them use their gifts in what you're doing in your Sunday school or your church service. And it becomes an adventure, a game of finding out where can this person shine.
Absolutely, absolutely. And, you know, in the book, Ms. Campbell, talks about she says, you know, no service at church is too big or too small. And she kind of goes through, you know, there's the pastor that preaches and then she teaches and there's folks that work in the nursery rocking the babies. And, you know, that's the point you just made so well, is that God does want to use each and every one of us, and we all have this unique role. And it's so very sad when we limit ourselves or when we limit each other, because we're truly missing out on a necessary, vital component of the church. And it's not just for those that have disabilities, but it's for each of us. And I think, you know, you may have some parents that will say, well, you know, we don't really know any kids that have a special needs, or how would this relate to me? But the fact is that this book has a powerful message of service and inclusion and emphasizing the unique creation that we each are, every single one of us, whether we have a disability or not.
Shonda Ralston is my guest. God Made Me Unique. She's the author of that book. And that's just part of the Gospel in Hard Times series. How did you get involved in writing books about disability with Johnny and Friends?
Well, it's an interesting way that I was introduced to the ministry. I was a stay-at-home mom, and I have a journalism background and have always been a writer. It's my passion. And I took on some freelance projects for Johnny and Friends. And then once I learned about the ministry, I was just absolutely inspired by Johnny herself and the person she is, and then the message of the ministry, just of inclusion and wanting the church to be a safe place for all people. And so it really just started with me as a writer, and then it transitioned. My son was diagnosed with ADHD, so I ended up all those years that I was with the ministry writing and learning more about disability, God was also using to equip me for what my son would face one day. But as we worked on the Beyond Suffering Bible, I was walking with my father through his journey with cancer. And the truths that God used as I worked on this, you know, the complementary pieces to go with his word in that Bible, it was just amazing how God works and moves through us if we'll just bring our meager gifts and lay them at his feet.
Amazing, isn't it, how God puts us just in the right places for what he wants us to continue to do in our lives?
He absolutely does, and we can trust his plan as it unfolds.
How can people get copies of the Gospel in Hard Times and all of its components?
You know, we would love for folks to go to our Johnny and Friends website at johnnyandfriends.org, because whenever anyone buys resources from Johnny and Friends, a large portion of those funds go back into our ministry, because we are a 501c3 nonprofit. And take a look at the web pages designed for these resources. One of the things I didn't get to mention was that there's a video component. So we know a lot of us are visual learners. And so what we did is we took excerpts from our Johnny and Friends television series, and we created these videos that go with each week of the Gospel in Hard Times Bible studies that, again, show real people dealing with some of the most challenging circumstances and how they saw God's faithfulness and how they can teach us to continue to trust God in the face of the most difficult circumstances. So all of that is available on our webpages, johnnyandfriends.org, and I would love for folks to go there and take a look.
Shonda, thanks so much for joining me. Gospel in Hard Times. Don't forget the title and look it up at johnnyandfriends.org.
Encounter is you and the issues, where the facts and opinions make you an informed citizen of St. Louis. Thank you for your participation. Let a friend know about this talk and issues feature of Bot Radio Network and KSIV. Then join us next time for Encounter.
For more Encounter shows by Judy Redlick, go to judyredlick.com/radio. We're always looking for sponsors for this website and great show ideas. Email me at jredlickspeaks@gmail.com. That's jredlickspeaks@gmail.com. In the St. Louis area, listen to me on Tuesdays, 1:30 p.m., KSIV 95.9 FM, 1320 a.m.